Welcome to No More Rules, the impact of being you, no matter what. A movement to awaken your inner power and be the creator of your own healthy life. With hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, where clean eating is at the core of our inner growth by honoring our body and health. They will help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcoming limiting behaviors and beliefs. You are worthy of living your best life, developing your inner power with clean eating and healthy lifestyle, and discovering your awesomeness. No More Rules starts now.
Hi, I am Steph Yost, and this is Camille. So welcome to our show, No More Rules. Our episode today is about play, which is sometimes kind of a funny topic to think about. Why are adults talking about play? And there's so many like podcasts and everything now about motivation and go, go, go and hustle harder, achieve more, 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 work right. Hard, get up earlier, do everything. Well, do all of that, but play too. Think about how many times when we were little, I remember calling a friend all the time. Can you come over and play? Ask your mom if you can play. You want to get together and play. We didn't always have a plan what that was going to be. If it was going to be Barbies, jump on the trampoline, play outside, mud pies, whatever it is. But we just wanted to play.
Yeah.
And we lose that as adults. We get so task oriented. And I mean, I even think about last night before I was going to bed, I was looking at my list for Monday because I need to be organized and on top of things.
Yeah.
But I was also looking in there, I was going, when am I going to fit in time for a workout? Because I got a busy day and then we're doing our holiday party tonight.
Yeah.
And I want to do all that, but I'm like, ooh, I didn't schedule play.
Yeah.
So I'm going to squeeze it in somehow.
Somehow. And you've been always good about that.
So if you see me sneak out today, I'm going to the gym or outside or something.
She's going to go play.
Go play.
So when we talked about this, putting it together, I told her, you know, how sad is it that it's a common thing with our clients that we're reminding them, well, are you incorporating play into your daily life? And it kind of started with how much joy is in your life, because so many of our clients were coming in and seeing, you know, we're wellness coaches and wanting to do our program, and it was overwhelming and they were so serious and they wanted to do it right and they wanted to follow everything, and just trying to coach them to lighten up a little bit. But as we coached people over many years, we started to see, well, a lot of people don't have joy in their lives because they're not really playing. And you were really great once again at role modeling that to me. We're both farm girls, small town girls. But I was very focused on coming in, getting my stuff done, seeing as many people as possible, and not incorporating a lot of play into my life. And so I don't know where you learned that. Where would you say that you learned play in your life? And how did you make sure that you continued to incorporate that into your life?
Growing up, I grew up in a small town. We lived in town. And then our farm, my family farmed. We just did grain crops. We didn't have livestock. But our farm was 3 miles out of town. So I would go from a really young age to go to the farm, of course, when I was little, just to play. And my sister and I would play with the tractors in the dirt and mud pies. And my grandma would soak clothes for our baby cats out there. And we would dress the cats up and we would play. But my dad would come and take a break from working and come and sit on the hay bales with us. And remember, I remember learning how to blow bubbles out in these trees. And he just took the time to show us that. As I got older, of course, we don't play as much, but I still worked on the farm with him in the summers. And I had like my friends, I would have roving crews and I would have to organize all that. But we always made time for play. And one thing that I loved is we would always go in home for lunch.
Okay.
And we love days of our lives.
Oh,
so
me too. Yes.
It was on at noon.
Yes.
So we would come in and have lunch from noon to one. And then days of our life changed from noon to one. So my dad and I made a plan that we were now going to have lunch from one to two, because that was our play. And we enjoyed that. We didn't have to have this rigid schedule.
Yeah.
And mom could roll with that. And she would have our food ready and take care of us. But that was our break. And that was our play. Is I just always remember how much fun it was. Because then it's like, I wanted to go to work.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be there all day. And if it was great weather out or whatever, and we got stuff done early, I'd go to the pool.
Yeah. That's awesome. Fun. And when you bring that up, like I was raised a lot the same way, but I think I forgot along the way, because I remember fixing fence with my dad, and he would be on the back bumper or whatever,
tailgate.
He would be sitting on the tailgate and I'd be driving. And I can remember, you know, I may be 12 or 13. Yeah, we learned how to drive a little bit younger than some people, but you had to. And hitting the brakes accidentally and him just kind of making a big deal of it and acting like he fell off and getting me to laugh or moving pipe. We would do a lot of the same things. But somewhere along the way, I feel like I had forgotten it. I became so task-oriented, and I believed my worth was so caught up in my productivity, you know, what am I getting done each day, that I forgot, unlike you, how to incorporate that and make sure that it was still a part of my life.
It's really important. Like, just remember this. In fact, we haven't even talked about this. I had this, one of my first or second jobs out of college, I was a network designer for technology. I know, it's kind of out of the bucket for me now, people would think, but this company I worked for was pretty small, and we had a softball team, and we weren't very good. Well, I wasn't very good at all. So one day, Ed, my boss, in the middle of the day said, hey, guess what we're going to do today, guys? I'm like, what? Because we're going to the batting range. And we're like, what? Like, in our work clothes? He said, yep, Steph needs some practice. So the whole company, maybe 10 of us, left and went to the batting cage in the middle of the afternoon. So to have that type of influence as a 23-year-old and now having my own business to say, hey, guys, let's go play. Or like Camille and I, sometimes after we do a show or something, like, let's go have lunch, and we leave and we get out of here, or we'll go shopping down at some of our fun little boutiques. Yeah. But I mean, treat those things along the way as, gosh, I want you to want to come to work. And everybody who works in my environment, I'm like, I want you to know that life is fun, because we get so serious. So let's talk about our 7-year-old brain.
Yeah.
When we're little kids.
Okay. So I found this interesting. I went to a retreat last December, Anita Morjani. It was a week-long retreat. And towards the end, Bruce Lipton, a biologist, and a lot of people, he's a national influencer along with Anita Morjani, came in and they did a talk together one evening. And as I'm thinking about this, putting this together, I told Steph, he brought up a really interesting topic, that we get away from our imagination and our creativity, but it's instilled in us and part of us the first 7 years of our life. But it's because our brain waves are more in a theta frequency than a delta. So delta is more logic, programming, and theta is more imagination, creativeness, and stuff. And theta is typical when, and I've heard this before, that when you want to listen to a self-help podcast or a guided meditation, do it first thing in the morning or right before you go to bed, because our brains are more in a theta wave frequency.
Does it raise your consciousness, you think, to like take more of that in?
I don't know. But I think it's more of a relaxed state, and it's similar to when you're being hypnotized. They put you in a theta state, that I just think it's more, maybe so, but we're just more relaxed. But the first 7 years of our life, we're primarily in that theta state. And so that's where we get programmed, that everything we're seeing, like what our parents are saying to us, what our friends, what we're seeing on TV, our culture overall, our school, that's where we are very programmed and buy into all of that. But then afterwards, we're more in a delta state and we forget about play, creativeness, and imagination. And you were talking about like, what do I want to say? Some of those tech companies, when they do brainstorming activities, like we get so caught up with being logical and correct, like you were saying.
Being right.
And being right, that you don't, when you're trying to use your imagination, creativeness, people are playing off of each other and brainstorming. at first, some people might be scared that I don't want anybody to think that my answer's stupid. But then as it starts going, the flow gets going. And don't you think that's where some of the biggest developments are made?
Oh, exactly. I remember being in junior high and I was in this club called Future Problem Solvers.
Okay.
And we would have brainstorming sessions.
Sorry.
We would have brainstorming sessions. And I remember this kid, Dallas Dopnik, in my class, he'd have his feet up on the table and he would just be being silly, but thinking of things, and stuff would just roll out of Dallas's mouth and we'd be like, where'd that come from? But that where'd that come from spurred us to do the same thing
and
be more creative and get more ideas. But the biggest rule of it is you could never put anybody's comment down, or you couldn't say, no, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Because that stifles creativity and that stops you. And think of little kids who are 5 to 7, all those years. Why? What's that? How about mm-hmm. that? Why does that work? And as parents, we sometimes get annoyed with all the constant questions, but just think of all the opportunity that you have to keep inquiring that little brain to ask those questions.
That's a good point that kids do ask. Why? But why are you doing that? And then a lot of adults are just like, really, you're squishing me. I'm tired of answering that all the time. No, like, listen to your kids. They're just trying to develop their imagination and their creativeness. And life in general is so much more fun when we incorporate that play, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and that can be play. That can be play with your kids. And that why couldn't that be the same conversations of play as we have as adults? Do you remember a few months ago when you came to my house and we were going somewhere and you're like, let's play a game. What do you think of when you think of fireflies? Remember?
I mean, it's so bad.
It took me back to a kid when this might be a little gruesome. We would take fireflies and pick off their little lights and put them on our hands and pretend they were rings or makeup on our face or just how fireflies are just so cool. But it took us back to a childhood.
It did.
And that's play.
And it felt good. And I remember when I posed the question, like, tell me, like, at the end of your life, what are going to be some of the most magnificent things you have ever experienced? And you were like, and then we started talking about it. And I would bring something up, you would bring something back, but it brought back so many beautiful memories. And that's what we want people to feel in their daily lives. It's part of your self-care, your health, your happiness, your joy in this life. And so that's why we talk a lot about play. And I was telling her that like people who know us probably weren't shocked by the topic that we chose this week. But if you don't know us, why did we choose that? And so that's why we wanted to come in with, like, it's kind of sad that we have to give our clients permission to play, to have joy in their lives. But it became a common theme that we were like, you know what? Instead of all those podcasts or shows that are out there, motivation, I don't know, things that are just so rigid and you can do this or whatever, let's also learn how to play more in our lives.
Yes. So if you want to learn a little bit more about Impact Wellness and what we do and our whole philosophy around clean eating and health, optimal health is likely what to say.
Yeah.
Optimal health.
Optimal.
Because that's going to look different for everybody. Some people, optimal health is they have to be a certain size or a certain number. It's not that. Mm-hmm. It's about being healthy, have less inflammation in your body and less body fat so your body can work optimally. So you can play more if you feel better. But if you want to learn more about us, you can find us at our website, yourimpactwellness.com. There's all the information on our program. You'll see all the fun pictures of us gals in our office and how much fun we're having. So look us up, yourimpactwellness.com. We're going to take a quick break.
Creator of your own healthy life with the most unbeatable connected weight loss experience through Impact Remote Academy. You will get a customized 6-month program that is fat loss focused with simple to follow step-by-step instructions, Zoom coach support, and access to the Academy website tools and community. Because weight loss is hard and you deserve the best support. Look no further. Everything you need for weight loss success is accessible through Impact Remote Academy Kit and Support. This is your healthy journey to permanent weight loss, and we're going to give you the keys to unlock your inner power and optimal health through clean eating and self-love. The No More Rules gals, Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, are here to help you recognize self-sabotaging patterns and develop healthy lifestyle habits. Explore yourimpactwellness.com for all the details. That's yourimpactwellness.com. And remember to live your life with impact.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say?
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. So we were talking about play and the importance of it. Now let's talk about when and why do we forget or leave that out of our lives? Like, when's that moment, or how does that happen that we no longer incorporate play into our lives? And when Steph and I were talking about this, we were thinking, brainstorming, creatively brainstorming, what are some of the ways that we do? And the first two things we thought of were the schools, the school system. And we love all you teachers and the school system, not saying that it's a bad thing, but let's look at things a little bit differently. And the phones, like, where along the way do we get programmed out of it? So she brought up a really interesting term that I think is very impactful and very important, that, like, even when you get into school, you earn your grades, right? That's pretty serious. And if you're not being productive and focused, then you're not going to earn an A. And it kind of stifles you, puts you in fear that you're like, I want to get good grades,
or I'm not smart enough, I didn't get an A. And you're like, no, think of some of the most successful people. They didn't even go to college. They may not have even been great at high school. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yes, we do need things to strive for, and we all have to have benchmarks for measurement along the way in school. But it's so much as this whole word earn. It's like, I have to earn this much money to be successful or to be happy. No, you can live with very little. Yep. But we're in such a society of more, more, more. So that means you have to achieve more, sleep less, work harder, right. Probably die of a heart attack, but they forget to mention that in there. Mm-hmm. And they forget during this whole process of earn more, 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 that people lose self.
Right.
And they lose their health. And I always tell my clients, said, I'll tell you what, I am way more fun to come see than a doctor. So
absolutely,
get healthy with us. And then you can play more, because once you lose that health, it's so hard to regain it, and it takes a lot of work and a constant. So much of what we can even tell our cells in our body is to be happy and healthy and playful. But add that in, because joy is such an integral part of, I think, everybody's health as well. But when you go back to, like, I think of cell phones. My daughter is 22 now. She told me during high school, she'd go to a friend's house and they'd all be in the same room, 10 kids, and they'd all be sitting there playing on their phones. I go, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Sometimes we were texting the same people in the room. Mm-hmm. And so we've given all these tools that I mean, kids should be sitting around playing games.
Right.
Think about it, even in a grocery store. You don't walk around without seeing an infant, maybe a 10-month-old, holding a phone in a cart. Or everywhere we go, we're always entertaining them instead of us interacting and playing and teaching that. But school systems slow it down. Like, I even know in some of our smaller schools, they start taking away the arts programs. They limit recess, maybe even taking away PE time to only every other day. Art lessons are being...
And music.
Music are being cut from these curriculums because of funding and because of getting teachers out into these smaller towns.
Yeah.
But that is so important. Think of the kids who thrive through all the arts and music, and not everything is sports.
Right. And my son, he's 16. He plays some sports, but where I see him really come alive, and I think getting back to himself, is when he's up doing his musical or singing. But it takes me back to when he was little. A lot of the times we would turn up the music in the kitchen and we would put our socks on because it's hardwood floors in there, and we would just dance and sing and play. And I think, you know, all of those things, that recess time, the arts, the music, building, creating, that's where people develop their imaginations. And I know Steph feels the same way. In general, society would probably be much more productive if we were making sure play was incorporated more into our lives.
I think certain corporations, well, I know they are doing that. Like, think of Google. Like, even you've seen TV shows that show Google or Facebook on there. It's like, there's a business here in Grand Island that I walked into, a trucking logistic company, and there's a ping pong table. And it's all open, and it's bright, and it's sunny, and the colors are vibrant. Because that's fun.
Yeah.
Just like, remember the crazy carpet in kindergarten rooms.
Oh, yes.
And bulletin boards where teachers would want to make things joyful and fun. But when you get older, high school doesn't have that. It doesn't have that color.
No.
It's business.
It is much more business.
And I think of how our business is here. I look forward to come here. Because it's playful and it's fun. But we get our job done.
Yep.
But we're also helping people. And every day you leave so empowered by the great people that you've met, or knowing that you've made a difference.
Yeah. And I think a lot of our play is just amongst us, that we're definitely a staff that likes to tease one another, throw one-liners or whatever. And it's funny because sometimes I think our clients are caught off guard. And then when they realize, oh, we're just playing around, I think that they like it, and it's part of the energy that they feel, that this is lighthearted, don't take life so seriously, that it can be beautiful and amazing. So a lot of our play is the interaction that we're having with one another. So I was thinking, because my background is in teaching, that's what I initially did at first, was a high school science teacher. And before I came and became a wellness coach with you, I thought about getting back into the educational system. And so I served as a para at a grade school. And I loved it. But the one thing I had noticed, and it was in a 10-year span of being out of education, is kids would raise their hands to make a connection to something the teacher was saying. And so maybe Billy in the back row would be like, hey, Mrs. Weens, is this why a giraffe, you know, has a really long neck, so that da 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 da. And the other teacher would be like, you know, that's a really great question, but we have targets to meet, so we're going to have to put that on hold. Maybe later in the day we can get back to that. But see our targets here on the board? We've got to get to the second one. So let's move on. And it just crumbled my heart, Steph, that I was like, oh, that was the fun part of teaching.
And it stifles them.
It does.
It stifles the whole creativity in the class, and it stifled what Billy wanted to say. And that's why he was going to learn.
It was. And you knew that as the year progressed, that it was like, he may be thinking something or all these, but they didn't know if there was time for it. And we had an agenda to get to. So I'm just not going to raise my hand and say anything. And I thought, how sad. That's really changed. But we really, really need that. So like when we have meetings or whatever, a lot of times you'll say, so what do you think? And what do you think? And usually, I guess they're kind of brainstorming that it's like, as you get all of us talking, yeah, this is a way we could improve, or this would be fun if we started doing this.
And that's how I love it when our weight loss clients, we have a Facebook group when they're contributing, or even when we do our fall challenges, we want people to post their recipes of what they're making. Or sometimes I'll even ask the question to the whole group, what's the hardest thing about this program? Because they're hard, someone else is going to come up with a solution and help them out and be like, that's not hard. Let's reframe it and look at it this way. Or when you share a recipe, like, what is your number one tip for success with this program? I tell people to journal, because the more you journal, it tells you what's important to you. Yeah. In fact, when one of my clients, I was meeting with her the other day, and I was looking at her journal, and the bottom of it said date night.
Oh.
So she had planned date night in there, and she's dating a new man. So she's excited. And I said, okay, so how is dating and being on our program at the same time? She goes, I told him what I was doing. And I also knew I was maybe going to give myself a little leeway that night. But she goes, I planned ahead that I knew that this, I asked, like, this is where we can eat so I can have what I need. So she was not only incorporating twofold about this. One, she wanted to stay on target of do what she was doing, but also that, you know, write down your play. Oh, that reminds me. Remember when we used to get calendars that had stickers in them that would say doctor's appointment, dentist, all these things. We should get calendars now that there should be play stickers for all this stuff. And we should every day put a, like, where's your play going to be?
Yeah.
Or just even as an overall theme for the day.
Yeah.
Is like, walk around, do all your normal great things you do all day long, but do it with a playful heart.
Yep.
And it's going to shine to everybody, but mostly to you. And it's going to give you that energy and just that whole motivation to stay in that attitude. So we all get so serious.
So when you were talking about Facebook and posting recipes, it just reminded me, because we have a lot of people that say, can you post recipes? Because I'm not sure what to make. You know why they're not sure what to make? Because they're so programmed to just follow directions that they don't know how, like, when people are starting to learn how to cook, because some people are just relying off of fast food restaurants when they come in, right?
Yeah.
And not cooking much, that they're like, I don't even know where to begin. But it is using your imagination and becoming creative with your foods. So the Facebook, a lot of times why people want that, because they don't know how to be creative on their own with foods.
Exactly. And it's just as simply as, like, one of my favorite meals, buy some burger, sauteed peppers and onions and salsa on top of it. So easy. But I'll say it every few days to someone and they'll be like, well, I never thought of doing that. Until you put that little thought in your mind.
Yeah. And learning to be creative with that.
Exactly. So it's just those little things that's what we're here to help with. But also is share the, and it's also joy. It's like, oh my gosh, I made this great meal. I'm going to take a picture and post this because somebody else needs this.
Yeah. And sharing that joy.
It's so good to be able to do that. Talk a little bit about the importance of play with your, I don't know, one of your many authors. She reads a lot more than I.
Okay. So I was watching a podcast last week, and I think I called you even, or we talked last weekend, and I had just gotten done with the podcast with Matthias DiStefano. And he's another big influencer, and I love him, but he's super deep. So this guy, and he's on the Gaia channel, if anybody watches the Gaia channel, but he remembers all of his past lives. So he can get into some really deep things. And he's on this podcast with Blue, and they're talking about death and dying, which is a pretty serious topic. And at one point in the show, she says, you know, with all this information you're given, how do you ground yourself? How do you stay level? And he said, frankly, I don't talk about it unless I'm asked about it. But my way of grounding, he said, majority of my life is spent in play. And so she said, so what are some of the things that you go and do, and how do you play? And he said, it's mainly going to the park. Getting outside with nature. It might be playing with my nieces and nephews because those are the experts. They remember how to play. They're still in that playful mode. And even when she was interviewing him, this man of just a wealth of knowledge and deep, like he was even playful in the interview that he laughed so much. And I'm sure people are drawn to him just because he is light and lovely and he can incorporate play. But I thought, wow, what a great strategy for somebody that, like, if it's near and dear to your heart, like, you've got to make sure that's incorporated, even with all of that deep knowledge and stuff. So the importance of play, it's definitely there. And for people to remain grounded also, to enjoy life, but also to remain grounded in this life, I think play has to be incorporated.
Definitely. And we have to ask people all the time, like, what are your hobbies? And when people can't rattle off their hobbies, it makes me go, ooh, we're not playing enough.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about, like, you know, if you like look at different events coming up, like through Facebook events or this and that, whatever you're looking, Googling, like things to do in Omaha, Nebraska this weekend, you know, look up and see, there might be an art class. We want to take a glass blowing class at this place called Hot Shots. All these different things. It's like, well, we haven't done it yet. Why not? Schedule those things. And so many people say that, you know, they're going to wait till they retire to take that painting class or that journaling class or something. Start doing it now. Because, and also, if you've got kids at home, they're going to learn from that. It's like, wow, mom takes time to do things that are important to her. And everything doesn't just revolve around us and picking up after us. And so starting those things and
role modeling that.
And sometimes it's hard to step out of that box and say, I'm going to go to this class or do something different because you haven't done it for a while. Just like anything.
Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how do we help our clients incorporate play into their lives. So we're going to give you some simple strategies of ways to bring play into your life. And if you want to learn more, you can go to yourimpactwellness.com and you'll see everything about our program. You can set up a free consultation to meet with one of us and we can go through some of the different things, but it gives you a lot of great information on that site. When we come back, we'll talk about that and we're going to go to a break. So see you in a little bit.
Creator of your own healthy life with the most unbeatable connected weight loss experience through Impact Remote Academy. You will get a customized 6-month program that is fat loss focused with simple to follow step-by-step instructions, Zoom coach support, and access to the Academy website tools and community. Because weight loss is hard and you deserve the best support. Look no further. Everything you need for weight loss success is accessible through Impact Remote Academy Kit and Support. This is your healthy journey to permanent weight loss, and we're going to give you the keys to unlock your inner power and optimal health through clean eating and self-love. The No More Rules gals, Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, are here to help you recognize self-sabotaging patterns and develop healthy lifestyle habits. Explore yourimpactwellness.com for all the details. That's yourimpactwellness.com. And remember to live your life with impact.
In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
So, hey, just a second. This is Steph.
and Camille, if you're just popping on, yeah. No More Rules show. And we have a great wellness program, clean eating, weight loss program. Impact Wellness, yourimpactwellness.com is our website. We're going to talk more about the importance of play, but the importance of play with what we do here at Impact. And we just think that so much of the time, everybody gets so hyper-focused on the end goal. And we want part of the process of when you come to Impact Wellness, if it's on, if it's in Grand Island, Nebraska at our location or through our remote program, is that you look at this as your project. Yeah. Like I just have a new client named Mindy, remote client. And I'm like, this is Project Mindy. And when you hear that, that sounds kind of fun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to start Project Steph. I do.
Uh-huh.
And so, Jacob, can we have you show the image of everything that you get in our kit? So in this kit is what we're going to get, and it's going to have everything that you need for success in your program. You're going to open this up and it's going to have a journal that you're going to journal your food in. It's going to have a big binder that's going to be week by week. You're going to have a weekly call with your coach, Zoom calls, Facebook interaction. But our Academy website, which isn't quite done yet, is going to have videos and so many different things that are going to keep you involved, where I think people who decide to do a online weight loss program, mm-hmm. they're pretty motivated themselves. Yeah. And even just through COVID, I think it's taught people to take initiative and get involved. Mm-hmm. But we want this to be not a program that you white knuckle.
No.
And we use that term white knuckling a lot because a lot of people, I mean, literally it's meant for like driving in bad weather that you white knuckle, but
right.
white knuckle life. And on our program, we know the people who do the best are the ones who allow and let it work. Everybody's body has different health challenges, has more inflammation or less than some people. Yeah. And if you allow it and you let it work, it works very well. Because stress shuts off fat burning, stress shuts off growth, stress yeah. off creativity, probably yes. play as well.
Yeah. And even, I mean, as we're sitting here talking about that, you know, you have some people who come in and they want to compare their journey to another person. Like everybody's on their own individual journey. We will absolutely honor that about you because everybody has different reasons for why food has become important to them in unhealthy ways, or they've just forgotten themselves. And you get back to Project Mindy, Project Steph, that making yourself a priority, but in that, like, it's amazing how quickly people start to feel so much better and have more energy to play. I've had so many clients say, my family just said, in general, I'm happier. Well, when you're happier, you're going to play more. So some of the things that we think about during this time of year, it's super cold. We're in Nebraska right now, but it's cold in a lot of places that people, and there is an importance to that. Going within, kind of hibernating is important too, but you can't forget play and activity in the winter months. So Steph and I were talking about, you know, what are some of the ways that you can incorporate play into your life? And she came in this morning and she goes, I've got a really fun activity I'm going to do with my boyfriend this weekend. So tell us a little bit about that.
We're going to go on a van date. It's not going to be camping because we have gone camping in this big Sprinter van thing, but instead we're going to park it on the driveway sideways. Mm-hmm. Open towards the garage. We're going to get out a tent and a fire pit, and we're going to cook outside. Well, he's a fabulous chef, so the food's going to be great. And it's going to be play because, one, it's going to be cold, but we're going to roll with it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be fun. So you just think of different things. Oh, and then he's like, and I've got these swords. And I'm like, swords? We're going to do sword fighting. No, we're going to cook the meat on it. And I'm like, oh, sorry, I thought we were going to have sword fights. But just to even have that mindset to think we're going to have sword fights, that's interesting. But do something different. Step out of the box. Yeah. So I don't know what it is, but I'm going to have something fun that's going to be incorporated into this mandate. We're also thinking of other things because we love to bike and golf and be outside in this winter, even though it hasn't been terribly like snowy, blizzardy.
Yeah.
It's been cold.
Really cold.
And to change things up and to go do something different.
Yeah.
So sometime we're going to go ice skating.
I think that's a great idea.
Two 53-year-olds. No, we're 51. Is to go skating.
Why not try?
Probably would be something that I took my kids to go to do when they were little. Mm-hmm. But it'll be fun and maybe a little dangerous, but do those things. Try something new. And the biggest thing that we wouldn't be able to do, we wouldn't go ice skating if we weren't healthy.
Right.
And if we were overweight and weren't confident that we were going to fall and hurt ourselves. Well, we're probably going to fall, but
yeah, it'd be the last thing you were ever thinking about.
Or to even think about doing the play is hard when you physically don't feel well.
Yeah.
And that goes back to our whole basis of our program is eating clean, mm-hmm. movement, and play doesn't always have to be exercise movement like that.
No.
It could be playing cards, going out to coffee with your friends. Oh, we were just talking about the verbiage of play.
Yeah. So when we were kids, like she was saying at the beginning, she used to love to just call up her friends and say, hey, you want to go play? That the next time we go to coffee with friends or the next time we go to drinks with friends, we need to just say, you want to go play? I'm going to go play. And it felt so much different and lively and fun that when you do go to coffee, instead of looking at it, you know, I'm making time for friends and we're going to, no, you know what? I'm making time to just go and play. And that feels a whole lot different, doesn't it?
It does. And I think it invokes different conversations when you're out with friends and ask those silly things like, what was your favorite thing to do when you were little?
Yeah.
Tell them those things that light you up again, mm-hmm. and adding that in, or, hey, maybe doing one of those fun classes or something with a friend.
Yeah.
So it takes away that scary part that I'm going by myself. Just lets people say how much more accountable they are if they are doing a workout program and they're meeting their friend at the gym every day at 5:30 in the morning.
So that'd be another good one that if for the New Year's, I'm sure a lot of you guys set New Year's resolutions for 2023. Let's say you're going out to work out with, you know, your set of friends. Instead of in the morning, I'm going to go work out. I'm going to go and play. Is what you guys call it. Start calling it, I'm going to go play with my friends. But then we were also talking about how easy ways to incorporate would also be when you're in the kitchen. She was talking earlier how she wants to be in the kitchen when Gunner's cooking. I have so much more fun when my husband or my son are in the kitchen cooking with me. Turn on Alexa, turn on some music, whatever. And as you guys are cooking, make it more fun. Play can be incorporated even into your cooking, or you had an idea with cleaning.
Yes, even like if you're going to, like, we all get like, okay, I'm going to clean the house on Sunday. How about have everyone in your family help for an hour? Put on music and everybody get with it. And motion creates that good feeling again. And then everybody's done at the same time. But kind of back to cooking is like having fun with that, putting on some music and then going, we're enjoying making this healthy meal.
Yeah.
That then you can discuss what you're going to do next instead of, boy, we're going to eat this heavy meal that we're going to go lay on the couch and we're going to be so full afterwards. No, food should energize you.
It really should.
Your play should energize you.
And as I'm sitting here thinking with my husband, because he appears to be a very serious person.
Yes.
But the thing I fell in love with him for is there's very few things that we're serious about throughout the day. We are constantly teasing each other. And sometimes he'll say things with a straight face and I'll be like, and then he'll just start, I'm just teasing. But I think the number one attraction I had to him is the play that he offers me, just like you talking about Gunner coming up with this fun thing. That why are we forgetting that, people? It has to be a part of our life. And it's what keeps us energized to wake up each morning and go, what am I going to go play and do today? And that's fun. And who am I going to be around that is playful and fun? That it's so important.
So step out of the box. Call your friend just to chit chat. Let's say, when are we going to get together? Yeah. When are we going to play? When are we going to do these things? And just schedule it. Get that sticker out that says play and put it on your calendar.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun to do.
And remember that when we're talking to you, some people go, well, I don't even know where to start, you know, with play. That one of the main questions we'll ask our clients is, tell me things that you really enjoyed when you were little. Mm. So for me, I loved being outside and amongst nature. And we lived down in a valley and we had a creek and there were old, you know, cottonwoods falling over. And I swear, they were in different locations and I had a motorcycle and I would go from location, this tree to that tree. And one was my restaurant, one was my home. And I can remember thinking I lived in this big, lavish house. And I spent all day doing that, that like, I would say I'm probably drawn to nature. Well, how much are you getting out into nature, Camille? So think back, if you're going, I don't even know where to begin. What were things that you enjoyed when you were little? And incorporate that into your life, because if it brought you joy as a child, it's probably something that you're naturally drawn to today. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. Because I think of that so much. Like I was watching TV last night and they were showing oceans and waves and I'm like, oh, I need more water. Mm-hmm. I love that. It's so calming. And I think of like back what I loved to do when I was little. I'd love to go to the pool. Love to do that.
So tell them what your new project is.
Oh, I got scuba dive lessons for Christmas. So now, unfortunately, my gift came with a class. So I have to take all these tests and then a course in the water swimming. So it's going to be great. It's a little bit scary, but it's something new. And it's going to be like a new form of play where we can plan adventures around, let's go somewhere where we can scuba dive. And to add something new.
Yeah.
Instead of always going back to, well, we started biking again. Yes, we all biked when we were little, but we didn't go on 20, 30 mile bike rides when we were little.
Right.
But as adults, we can be like, that's still our play. But you can think, ooh, I can cross out some other things. That can be my play. That can be my exercise. And a lot of those things you can combine, but not if you're not healthy.
Yeah.
And not if you don't feel good. So I love that. Go back to, we ask clients all the time, notice when you're smiling.
Yeah.
Do more of that. So maybe that's even if you're reading a book about travel, and everybody's travel can be different. Mm-hmm. It could be the Band-Aid on the driveway, or yeah. It can be scuba diving, mm-hmm. or it can be going out to a movie and doing that and having those conversations and that fun, or joining a kickball league. I've seen those for adults lately.
Why not?
I was watching something on TV and they were showing New York Central Park because if you've been to New York, you know, it's like, oh. Yeah. And then in the middle of it is this huge, wonderful park. And there's adults playing or laying in the grass and goofing off the day because their day's probably so structured. And that's again, where they're finding this bit of nature in this concrete jungle.
Yeah.
And they need that.
Well, there's a lot of adults doing pickleball these days. That's a new one. And I was just thinking with my son, to honor both of us, because we do love music. Sometimes I meet him where he's at. He's 16. So sometimes we'll get in the car and we'll just drive around on a free day, like on the weekend, and we'll just turn up the radio and jam out and sing. And I can tell he enjoys it as much as I do. And I can remember the first time we did it, he's like, Mom, you're actually kind of fun. Of course, a lot of fun. But sometimes we meet our children where they're at, but it's important that they see us playing along with them as well and incorporating that.
I remember a memory of you and Spencer playing. We were sitting outside at my house and there was a good song on and you and Spencer got up and danced.
Really?
He was probably like 7, aww. Which now I don't know that he would do that in front of me, but yes. That's how we change. But I think if you foster that environment of play, mm-hmm. in your family, in your kids, you're going to keep that rhythm, that joy, instead of everything being so serious. We're going to have to take a little break here again. But again, Stephanie Yost, Camille Barreto, No More Rules. We're with yourimpactwellness.com. And when you are ready to take the next step to say, hey, I'm ready for Project Steph or Project Mindy, we'll send you that kit and we'll help you every step of the way. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely a process, but everybody needs it. Everybody needs more health, more joy, and more play.
Because you couldn't go out and play if you didn't have that. So when you come back, we're even going to talk about, because what we hear so often is, you know, I don't even feel good enough to play. And so that's the importance of the remote academy and what we do. That's a lot of people come in and they don't feel like playing. Well, you know what? Let's get you back on track. Let's get you back to you feeling good, energized, and healthy so that you do want to play with your kids and grandkids. So we'll be back in just a few seconds.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to No More Rules. So, we were talking about when people come in, they say, well, I don't even have the energy to play. And so many people, it's a common theme, like they'll say, I want to be able to get down on the floor or go outside with my kids or my grandkids, and I want to play. So the big question for you is, do you want to be an active participant in your life, in your family's life, or do you want to sit on the sidelines? That this is completely within your control, that you have the ability to go, you know what, I'm going to take the next step towards getting healthy, having more energy, being happier, thriving. And we see that every day for the last 8 years, people have been going, oh my gosh, I didn't know I could feel so much better. I am happier. I'm thriving. I'm doing more with my kids and my grandkids. And tell the story about the client that you had that she was watching do-it-yourself show.
She'd watched the Home Network and all these people were doing projects, cleaning the garage, building shelves and doing all this. She goes, I come home from work and I'd watch that. Then she started doing our impact program, losing weight, getting more energy. And she goes, I was sitting there watching these do-it-yourself shows and I was bored. I'm like, why are you bored? Well, you're bored when you have more energy. And she goes, so I started doing those projects.
Yeah.
I started spending a couple hours in my garage and I started doing all those things and creating her own projects.
See?
Because she felt good. So she did not want to be on the sidelines, on the couch anymore. Yeah. She wanted to be an active participant. So all of those things go back to the line that a good friend told me once, you organize what you care about.
Yeah.
So start organizing your life. Start organizing your food.
Yeah.
Start looking as food prep as fun and play instead of misery. Instead of I have to cook, I get to cook. So when your kid arrives, get excited.
Jacob, can you show that kid again so that you guys see what you are getting? And so it's really like, if any of you have heard of FabFitFun, you get this fun box. It gets you motivated, but you're going to get a journal, a binder. You're going to have weekly appointments with your coach. There are 101 amazing recipes in that cookbook. You get a scale, you get a food scale, you get all your supplements and formulas to get you started.
And you get us. You're going to get a phone call, or not even a phone call, a Zoom
yeah.
with your coach every week Some of them might be a group one, but I think the community calls are so empowering because you're going to talk to other people who are doing the exact same thing you're doing. But with that kit, it's going to show up and you are going to go, whoa, this is Project Mindy. I get to do this. So get organized, get involved, and decide, I want to get off the couch and be an active participant in my life. Joining that painting class, going out with friends, playing more. Playing could be going for a walk, but let's start incorporating, like, even language changes our thoughts.
Yeah.
So using the word play instead of, I have to go to work, I get to go to work, or I love my job, or, oh, there's that great saying, you never work a day in your life if you love what you do.
Yeah. And we do love what we do. So if you want to be a part of this, you can look on yourimpactwellness.com, schedule a free consultation with one of us. We'll go through everything and we'll incorporate a lot of the fun things that we talked about today to help you live your most healthy, joyful, authentic life. Until then, Steph and Camille are out.
And
we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening to No More Rules, the impact of being you, no matter what. Tune in live the first and third Monday of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Join the movement to awaken your inner power and be the creator of your own healthy life with hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, where clean eating is at the core of our inner growth by honoring our body and health. They help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcoming limiting behaviors and beliefs. You are worthy of living your best life, developing your inner power with clean eating and a healthy lifestyle, discovering your awesomeness. To find out more about Steph and Camille's wellness and weight loss coaching, visit yourimpactwellness.com today and schedule a consultation.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.